When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The great Bobby Belt.
Bobby Belt is an idiot.
Don't make me take off my belt.
Don't make me take off my belt.
We're not.
Over to you, Bobby.
The honeymoon is over. The Stephen A. Smith, Jerry Jones love affair is no more. We'll talk about it here in Below the Belt, presented by A Number One Air. So Stephen A. Smith, when did this start? When did it start where he was started ratcheting up the
it was like 2 or 3 weeks ago.
It was
Jerry's scholarship's comment.
Yeah, and he's
right.
It was both in reaction to the Tuesday interview.
And Stephen A. has always been, regardless of his criticism of the Cowboys, he's always talked about how much he loves Jerry. And he hops on the Jerry copter and flies it when they're out here for first day, kill interview. He was here 6 weeks ago out at the practice facility interviewing Jerry for something. Cowboys used Stephen A. as part of their schedule release 1 year where he and Jerry were involved in it. So they've always had a nice relationship. And Jerry's spoken nicely of Stephen A. before and said, oh, I enjoy
Jerry
talking
deep
to him.
Down appreciates that win or lose, Stephen A. makes the Cowboys, you know, the number one talking point.
Which is why I'm wondering why Stephen A. Smith is...
Before you say anything else, Stephen A. is about to get the most agreement, applause, and thumbs up on this fan text that you've ever seen on this show.
Probably, yeah.
I'm just telling you what's going to happen.
But Stephen A. also is not one to sacrifice a good relationship, which makes me wonder, has there been something else in the last month or so that caused there to be a fray, and now he just feels like, oh, I'm free to say this now.
I think Stephen A., I do give Stephen A. credit for this. I don't think he's afraid, ever.
Agreed.
He'll burn a bridge. He'll light up any superstar if he feels the need. I think because we're, you know, a little past the midway point of the season and things are so bad and they've run out of things to talk about with the Cowboys on the field, and mix that with some of the credibility he wants to maintain, I think that's the reason for this.
Well, Stephen A. Smith yesterday on ESPN issued his, from a place of love apparently, issued his concern about Jerry Jones.
I say this because I'm not joking when I say this. I'm getting very, very worried about Jerry Jones.
We should preface this with what he's responding to. He's responding to Jerry, I believe, answering y'all's questions about the fans not caring as much. And he went into, we've had so many wins.
Sixth winningest team. Which actually they're the 11th. But I think when Jerry talked about that, he was talking about like post.
He was running down accolades. Yeah.
He's trying to say, look, that was the comment that Stephen A. is responding to, basically saying we've done a lot of winning around here. Here's his response.
I say this because I'm not joking when I say this. I'm getting very, very worried about Jerry Jones because the only thing that's worse than the team's play is his press conferences or whatever you want to call it when he's in front of the reporters where he says one thing after another after another. I find myself thinking about you know, Joe Biden before he backed out of running for re-election. And he's only, listen, he's only 1 month. I think Jerry was 1 month older than President Joe Biden, for crying out loud. I remember when I was on the airwaves, literally, guys, 9-10 months ago. And I was like, yo, he can't be the nominee. You ain't going to make it to the Democratic National Convention. Y'all got to change. Y'all got to do something to change. And I'm looking at Jerry and I find myself asking, where the hell is Stephen Jones? Where the hell are his family members? Who is it? I know he's the owner and the president and the GM, and I get all that. But somebody in your inner circle has to be able to stop you from just adding just fuel to the fire.
Wow.
All right.
That's the second time he's basically suggested that Jerry Jones is Joe Biden and a step away from dementia.
Yeah.
That's what he's saying.
And when you invoke, you don't just say Steven, when you invoke it as where is your family?
Yeah.
That's gonna cause a problem for the Cowboys.
Well, look.
There are a lot of Jerry Jones, Joe Biden references and comments on social media and the fan text that we've been getting.
There is. There's nothing wrong with bringing up that an 80-something-year-old man is having 80-something-year-old moments.
Yeah.
It's totally normal. It happens. Jerry's not doing anything wrong. It's totally normal that an 80-something-year-old starts to show signs of cognitive decline. There's nothing wrong with bringing it up. When he says, you know, what's your family doing?
Yeah.
Let me just tell you something. You could have, there's not a family in the world. I've gone through this. It was a 3-year process to get my dad to stop driving. 3-year process.
Yep. My dad said the hardest moment of his medical career, taking the keys from a patient.
Yeah.
That is the biggest. They said you may as well have killed me.
Right.
You may as well have given me poison because you killed me. You made me a prisoner in my own home.
Yeah. Because I said, Dad, we're taking your car away. He goes, no, you're not. Like, and it was a fight. I mean, it was a fight.
Yeah. I want my dad now literally to get a Tesla because I do not trust him with himself on the road. I'm not joking.
So
he's getting one.
Yeah. So and also don't forget this.
Shout out Hector Abilimo.
Can the NFL, you know, like the NFL other owners would have to approve any kind of change, right? I mean, so like there's that factor too. But you just don't tell your dad or your grandpa or whatever, hey, we're taking your keys away or we're taking your company away. It's a process. You do not do that on one day.
Are we agreeing with this, though?
Well, and that's where we need to start.
Because I don't.
That's where we need to start.
I don't think he's anywhere close to any sort of the signs that existed before Biden bowed out of the election. I genuinely don't.
No, not as bad as that.
I feel like a lot of times. I feel like a lot of times it's become a hyperbolic line of just he's made poor football decisions, so people are acting like, well, man, take his keys away. Jerry is not. If you stand and talk across from Jerry, he is not anywhere near a take his keys away point of his life.
So I agree with much of that. I listened to the whole interview yesterday. And I thought, you know, I thought it was a good, calm, cool, chill interview. Y'all asked, I think, the right questions. And I thought Jerry gave good responses. My issue with Stephen A. is the two instances, I would challenge Stephen A. to say, how are you not understanding what Jerry Jones said yesterday in that answer? You know what I mean? Like, there's other clips you could take and be like, whoa, is Jerry losing it a little bit? What Jerry Jones was saying yesterday is, yeah, we stink. Right? I'm paraphrasing. We may suck right now. We've won 36 regular season games in the last 3 years. Don't forget that. That's what he's trying to say. And I'm a little surprised that with all the monitoring and reliance that they do in Bristol, Connecticut to these interviews on this radio station, that Stephen A. isn't more in tune with that. There's nothing I believe that Jerry Jones said yesterday with you all that made me for 1 second stop down and go, oh my gosh, was that a cognitive moment? Oh my God, was that a mental lapse? Trading for Jonathan Mingo is not a Joe Biden moment.
It's a poor evaluation.
It's poor evaluation. Yeah. That's not stumbling. That's not falling down steps. That's not looking clueless.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. no matter what. Just take a shot, pass the rest to your entire squad, and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5HourEnergy.com with the purchase of Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is Sam enough? I think he's overexposed himself. And when you get up here with that age, you're going to have... speaking up. I mean, look at us. We're in our 40s. We can barely speak now.
And stuff like dementia is not even about the speech necessarily. I mean, it is. But there's also other things that happen. Like, and you notice this with the president. I noticed this with my dad. Your walk changes almost immediately.
Yeah.
You start to lean back and you do like the shuffle.
Shorter steps.
It's a shuffle. You're shuffling. Because you can't keep, like, it's right. Everything changes. Jerry doesn't have all that. Now, Jerry's just... He's an 83-year-old man speaking like an 83-year-old man. It happens.
I think that they have made horrible, horrible football decisions starting with this offseason. I don't think that that is cognitive related. I think that that is it's credential related and like football knowledge related with the mistakes that they made. But for Stephen A. not to understand, I think... you can fire that shot maybe one time. Maybe one time if you have a great relationship with Jerry Jones. For Stephen A. Smith to do it twice and then do it over that comment, which I took as him saying, yo, now, let's not throw... That's part of the fight that we all have with him when he's like, let's not throw everything out. We've been a damn good... and they have been.
Yeah.
That's true. They're not close in the playoffs, but they've been a damn, damn good regular season team for three straight years. And what Jerry was trying to say is... let's not totally flush that.
It's baby out with the bathwater.
Yeah, baby out with... and for Stephen A. to fire the second shot over that, I think it was a miscalculation.
Yeah.
I think it was a big miscalculation and a very, maybe an offensive... you can't come back from that calculation if he wants to go over there in Frisco.
If I'm in the Jones family, and he's talking about where the family members, my complaint as a family member would be more related to, like, let's not talk so much because it exposes us. Like you said, he's overexposed.
Yeah.
You're creating headaches for us with this, and that's causing difficulties. It would not at all be related to your mental faculties are not there. Like I said, you can stand across from Jerry and talk to him for an hour and go like, he's more with it than most 82-year-olds I've seen.
Oh, yeah.
And so I don't... cognitive decline, that seems... and I think Stephen A. knows that, and that's the problem, is that if he really thinks that that's genuinely mental faculty slipping, I don't think he knows what it looks like. And I think it's more likely that he knows what it looks like and he's being hot take artist here.
Like, Jerry's always ummed and uhs in interviews. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I do that. I did it on Tarleton.
He's always talked in circles. And that's just the way he is.
We're not saying Jerry Jones is not dropped off.
Yeah, of course.
Or slipped
off. That happens.
Anyone would. Yeah, anyone would. But... is he to the scary point where if you're Steven and Charlotte, you should not be speaking publicly? I don't believe so.
I don't think he's.
We
to
may
that
have
point
to.
Either.
You want firework? We have to have a big discussion. I'm taking you all behind the scenes. We may have to have a big discussion about bringing this up to him on Tuesday.
Or we could just make KNC do it on Friday.
Yeah. Kevin will do it. Hagelin will do it.
Yeah, look, I don't think it's offensive for Stephen. I think it's okay to bring up cognitive decline. I do. I think it's dangerous.
I don't think it's legitimate, though.
You have to have a legitimate launch point. You have to bring it up for a reason. Otherwise, it is offensive.
Well,
Jerry, there's no way that Jerry Jones is not pissed off and offended by hearing that.
Oh, I'm sure Jerry is upset with it, and you know, like that's the reality of being in your 80s.
He's made poor decisions the way Mark Cuban made poor decisions. They're bad, like professional decisions. They're not like. Yeah. They're not just, oh my gosh, this is something no normal, like, active human being would not do.
I think he talks enough to where all of us, including you listening, would be like, whoa, 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 whoa. Like, when spittle political apology here. When the Democrats were like, whoa, we didn't know. I had this fight with my parents. I told them a year or two ago. I'm like, the president is really slipping, mom and dad. And they're like, no, what are you talking? They acted like I was living in another universe. Just like the Democrats did when he got put up there to die politically with the debate.
You should have seen his golf swing.
We have not gotten, I don't believe we have a collection of those moments that were obvious with Biden that we have with Jerry.
It's not even close. You're bringing up cognitive decline, which is normal for everyone in their
80s. There's no look different. In Jerry Jones's eyes. Bobby, yeah. You'd be able to comment on this more so in every post game. There's no look of loss like you would see with President Biden during the scholarship thing.
I mean, that was just a dumb thing. I mean, it was a stupid thing.
It's a bad analogy. That's all it was.
It was a bad analogy.
But he was just trying to say you can only spend on so many. That's what he was trying to say.
I will say he's talking about
that because of Dak and Lamb and Parsons deals and Diggs deals. Like, you don't understand what he was trying to say. All my point is, you better damn sure really understand or make sure that you can't understand the comment before you say something like that.
I'm looking here at the YouTube chat. It's up here right now, and I see like a stream of just a bunch of homers here,
guys, piss asses.
Just nonstop. Just say, like, everything that comes out of your mouth about somebody has to be a criticism or a critique. Otherwise, it's bias. No, like, you're on the polar end of bias at this point. It's a negative bias to act.
You're
like,
unable to come back.
There's plenty that we say about Jerry and about the Cowboys that's negative. And yesterday, we were getting accused of being haters for the way we're talking about the Cowboys.
I guarantee you a lot of other people in town won't even talk about this today. This is a dangerous topic to even talk about.
Yeah, absolutely.
On the Cowboys flagship, it's a very dangerous topic, but I feel like we'd never shy away from them. But I guarantee you there's going to be a lot of other shows that don't even discuss this, and they're not even the Cowboys flagship, my opinion. 877-881-1053, Stephen A. Smith's opinion, and he's, again, talking about, like, Jerry needs to be put in an NFL home. That's what he's saying.
Dangerous to throw that out.
Let us know. Franco LaFranco, injury attorney, text on. But you just said it, Bobby. People are unable to separate and have any balance. It's got to be totally on one side or the other. And that's where we are live on the, but thanks for commenting and watching on the Fan Cam, Twitch, and YouTube. RJ Choppy with Around the NFL, overreactions or not, final hour hump day edition right after this.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between with 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack. You'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.